Good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for Thursday, July 3rd, 2025. Let's start with the latest unfolding in the life insurance industry. Clearview, the trusted ASX-listed life insurer, is in the spotlight once again as they welcome Peter Tulacca as the new head of underwriting. This follows strategic calibrations involving updates to their underwriting standards. Tulacca brings to Clearview a wealth of experience, culled from 2 decades in Australian underwriting at establishments such as Zurich and RGA Australia. Effective from May, Clearview's medical underwriting framework underwent a transformation. These changes have made it easier for advisors, lowering medical prerequisites for coverage under $2 million. Notably, trauma definitions in their Clear Choice and Life Solutions products have been refined since June 5th. We see improvements in coverage for conditions like cancer, angioplasty, plus the introduction of a comprehensive head trauma assessment. This series of updates reaffirm Clearview's commitment to align with national initiatives promoting clearer, more streamlined processes and a chance for growth in prospective partnerships. Next, we venture into a case demonstrating the complexities of insurance disputes relating to home businesses. Emerging triumphant from a stark disagreement with insurer IAG is a policyholder whose theft claim was initially rejected. This ruling, handed down by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, revolved around the precise use of the policyholder's rental property, which was also her registered business address. The policyholder maintained, supported by delivery data, that her property was free from business operations. The circumstantial evidence presented by IAG fell short of concrete proof to refute this claim. As a result, AFCA instructed IAG to rethink their position, re-establish the nullified insurance policy, and honor the theft claim. This underscores the need for substantial evidence when assessing insurance claims related to home business disclosures. Finally, traversing into the auto insurance terrain, another AFCA ruling commands our attention. A motorist's claim, alleging a collision brought about by an attempt to avoid a possum, was thrown into disarray when evidence pointed to an intentional crash. With no records of rainfall and unidentified, dubious banking transactions adding to the suspicions surrounding this overinsured Jeep incident, AA concluded in favor of RAC, the vehicle's insurer. This decisive verdict demonstrates yet again the crucial role transparency plays in insurance dealings. It also reinforces the growing importance of intensive verification mechanisms within the industry to curtail fraudulent transactions while ensuring equitable treatment for consumers. And that wraps up our roundup for this week. Remember, we at Financial Services Online are here to help with your personal and business insurance needs. For more information, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This has been your host, Paige Estrotori. Stay informed, stay safe.